Good morning and welcome to the Sunday School lesson of today, July 14, 2024, brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki, Lagos. Today's lesson is titled The Christian Virtues. Let us pray. Let us pray and say, Father, help me to live a life that glorifies your name in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, even that you will help us, your children, to live lives that will glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So, if we want to refresh our minds about what we learned last week. Last week, we discussed evangelism on the go. We learned that every believer has been called to do evangelism or witness, as written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, which says that God reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. As children of God, we are therefore expected to try to reconcile human beings to God by preaching the gospel and sharing the message and teachings of Christ. Evangelism on the go is to be busy, active and innovative with the preaching of the gospel of Christ, using different channels to reach the lost. In the two lesson outlines, we learned that evangelism is both the Father's business as well as our business. Jesus said in Luke 4:18 that he was specifically anointed by his Father for it, and he reiterated this by saying, preaching the kingdom of God is a must for him, because that was why he was sent. Jesus came to the world to save the lost, as it is not the Father's wish that they perish. Apostle Paul was also sent to preach the gospel, and he actually placed a curse on himself if he failed to do so. Jesus gave us, his followers, the command to also preach the gospel, and this must be done with zeal and divine wisdom. Strategy to be used for evangelism on the go include seizing every available opportunity, doing this whether it is convenient or not, making sure the goal is to make Jesus known and win souls for him, living in a way that everything we do as his followers preaches Jesus, and ensuring this business of witnessing Christ goes to the next generation. Now, going on to today's lesson, the Christian virtue. The Bible reading is taken from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 3 to 7. And I read, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. The memory verse for today's lesson, taken from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Lesson introduction. The word virtue is derived from two Greek words, dunamis, which means miraculous power, and aret, meaning moral excellence or goodness. Virtue can be described as having a right inner disposition or tendency to act in certain ways. It is a settled habit of mind and not an impulsive act. Virtues are therefore character traits that provide inner sanctions on our motives, intentions, and our outward conduct. As usual, we have two lesson outlines. The first one says attaining virtue. Attaining virtue shows different ways virtue can be attained. Firstly, it is essential we must be holy and glorious like our God, because he expects us to be like him, and our main aim should be to work to please him. Psalm 76 verse 4 says, God is glorious and more majestic than the everlasting mountains. We must therefore aspire to holiness in all we do and strive to be holy as our God is holy. Virtue can only be attained if we follow divine guidelines, as stated in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, which says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. This teaches us that we should not occupy our minds with unnecessary things, but rather on things of good report that have virtue. Virtue can only be got if we practice a portion of what our Bible reading says in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5 to 7. That scripture states we should make every effort to add to our faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness the biggest one of all, charity, which is love. So virtue is likened to a ladder, with the first step being faith, then the next one, virtue, which some Bible versions call goodness, and then knowledge, and then temperance, and so on and so forth, with the attaining of one step leading to the next, and then finally ending with love. It should be noted, however, that it all starts with faith. Remember that the scripture says we should endeavor even to add to faith. So it is a given that faith must be there. Without faith, we cannot please God and cannot have virtue. So looking at the other steps, we have knowledge. Knowledge refers to the mastery or understanding of truths and commands that God wants us to know or believe. So after we have some knowledge, we now move to temperance. And temperance is the same thing as self-control, and it's the ability to exercise restraint and moderation in various aspects of life, including the way we think, including our words and our desires. Then comes patience, which is when we persevere. It's the same thing as perseverance, actually. And it also means when we patiently bear all things, as Hebrews 12, verse 2 tells us. Godliness is the next one, and is the reverent awareness of God's sovereignty over every aspect of our life, and our determination to honor him in all our conduct, not when we feel like it, not sometimes, but in every aspect of our conduct. Now, brotherly kindness refers to showing compassion and being merciful, and this entails mutual affection, which is the kind of love we have for, our siblings, our brothers and our sisters. The greatest virtue of all is Christian love. That is the agape kind of love. This love is self-sacrificing and unconditional. It is just like the kind of love that Jesus Christ had for us by laying down his own life and dying on the cross for our sins. The second outline is the desire to excel. The desire to excel comes with the recognition of excellence and the consciousness of falling short of it. The goal is to be like Jesus Christ, because he is the glory of God and the exact representation of his being. So the desire to excel also involves a willingness to give up lesser things, which usually distract us. For instance, when we part with our wealth, we spend money and give to the poor, whilst aiming to achieve a greater goal. And the greater goal can be like following Jesus or having great faith to perform miracles such as healing the sick as we work hard towards perfection. The desire to excel calls for sacrifice. Finally, it also calls for humility, as there must be a readiness to be taught by those who are higher in position as well as others who are not, regardless of their age or position. Going on to the class activities, the first one says the class should discuss some factors that can prevent believers from growing in virtue. Well, believers may be prevented from growing in virtue when they experience the challenges of life. You know, and sometimes this leads to temptations to sin. Another reason may be due to peer pressure, especially when believers are still active in the cycles of worldly friends. So it is easy for them to draw them back. Then generally, the love of money and material things can be responsible for inadequate or lack of growth in virtue. The second class activity asks why we have a higher percentage of the world population below the excellent level. Well, to begin with, everyone's definition of what excellence is differs, especially these days when people easily compromise standards. Then a lot of people are worldly and do not want to pay the needful price for excellence. This is why, as believers, we must be more focused on winning souls to the kingdom of God, as we still have so many souls that are lost in the world. Then, many face challenges in life and prefer to get out of them by taking shortcuts, believing that will get them out faster than the right way. Again, there are many distractions in today's world, such as the social media, which may be good in certain ways, but also can be very harmful. So, in conclusion, if we have the virtues mentioned as an integral part of our being, and they continue to increase as we apply them, we will lead a useful and fruitful life for Christ. That is our prayer, that at the end of it all, we would have, you know, acquired virtues and practiced virtues and continue to increase in them, apply them, so that we will lead useful and fruitful lives for Christ. May that be our portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for all that you have taught us today about attaining virtues. We ask, O Lord, that even as we have learnt the lesson on virtues, that all of us will attain virtues in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, not to be distracted in this world, but to focus on your word and to focus on being holy. Help us, O Lord, to attain virtue and to excel. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. This brings us to the end of the lesson. Praise the Lord.